Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Now, normally this is a time where we engage the popcorn moment, and that's fine, except it's been a long time since I've been able to do a food taste test in the studio, and I have in front of me right now the Blue Bell ice cream Dr. Pepper float. So, Matt Bear, get in here. You got to get in here, Matt. You got to try this. It's important when somebody is as swole as you, you have some ice cream just to remind yourself you ain't special. You know, you look good now, but if you give us 5 minutes, we will make you a tremendous fatty. We will do it. So, Kylan, I have some for you. Kylan's running the board. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. Kylan, I'm going to move microphones. You just say a quick word.
I personally am super... Yeah. Yes, we are on air,
of
Matt.
I'm on air.
Welcome.
You sit down right here.
We are so excited to try this Dr. Pepper float. I've never had a Dr. Pepper float. I've only had root beer.
Have you ever had Dr. Pepper?
Yes, I have had Dr. Pepper.
Here, you take this right here. Oh, don't hurt yourself, my God. So look, Matt Bear, here's how it is. It's Dr. Pepper, it's ice cream. You're not even going to eat it, are you?
I
you smelled it and you put it down.
I smelled the spoon. And it's covered in root beer float ice cream. I'm going to try
it. It's not root beer float, it's Dr. Pepper float.
Mm.
It's Dr. Pepper float. It's the new thing. And this is not available in every state.
Oh, good Lord.
Us
really?
As Hoosiers, we got the good stuff. Are you all right, Matt?
I mean, this is
the most incredible. Do you need a moment alone?
Yes, I do.
You just need to
leave me alone.
Right? This is, we can give you some time.
Love for sale.
Wow.
The Dr. Pepper's prominent, but not overwhelming.
See, I was expecting it to be more floaty. I was expecting it to be a little more whipped. The Dr. Pepper is there. That Dr. Pepper tang is there, and I want a little bit more of the ice cream shining through.
So whipped and floaty.
No, it's not. That's
it's
the whole
not.
Problem.
That's the problem.
That's it. Look at you. You're eating it. Oh, my God.
You're so fat, Matt.
I can't stop eating this
you're
damn
so
thing right
fat.
Now.
Oh, my gosh. I just looked at the nutrition label.
Yeah. Yeah. See? You should have done that. You know what you should do? You should start wearing size medium shirts now. That's how huge.
You know how much better life is when you shop in the kids section? It's great.
Amen.
What the hell?
I have kids
size
shoes.
Well, I mean, with my clothes, you know? I mean, look.
Hold on a second. Two things are happening at the same time. Well, hold on a second, Matt. Kylan, you wear kid-sized shoes?
Heck yeah. I have such small feet, and you might as well get them $40 cheaper.
Put your foot back up again.
There you go. It's like a size 6 to 7. I like to say 7. It
you're
makes
a
6'7"
youth? No, you're not.
In women's, but then that makes it like...
But that's not youth.
12,
you're
11 youth?
Okay, all right. Yeah. So size
so
6, that's small.
Women's, but I'd rather, if I can get them cheaper and they still look good, man, I don't care.
That's how about that?
There's something for you.
That's an advertisement, gentlemen. I don't know what else to say.
Kids' shoes.
Now, as for you, Matt Bear,
what about
you're not buying youth shirts, are you?
No.
Can we discuss how tight your shirt is right now?
No, it's
Matt?
Not.
Just
it's
for a
not.
Moment.
This is not even one of the bad ones.
This is
just, there's a lot of breathing going on. I have a button buttoned. I'm dressed appropriate for work today.
It's like a T-shirt with three buttons.
Stop eating.
Yeah, put down the ice cream. He has grabbed the ice cream container four times and has said to himself, "What am I doing?" And he's grabbed it again. He's still sniffing it.
I'm fiending. My hands are shaking.
The
over.
Biceps are pushing through the sleeves with such intensity as to be believed. But he's got the two buttons open because he wants you to see the definition in the pecs, but how could anybody see anything past the squared off jawline? My God, this is all plastic surgery, right? You go to the same people as Vanderpump Rules. True or false?
Yeah, this is true all the way. I'm paid very well in the traffic center, and I do all my exercise through plastic surgery. So that's no, it's a lifestyle. It's fun, man. The thing is, I'm really humbled to be able to do it. I mean, we get to a certain age, and we're just happy we're able to exercise, you know? It's...
We get to a certain age.
Yeah,
are you at that age?
Okay, maybe you haven't, but I've reached that point in my life where I'm just, it's like one of those things where if you go for a walk or maybe you just do something that gets your heart rate up, you're like, I'm glad I'm able to do this. You know, if you've had health issues in the past, like maybe I have a perpetual lower back thing. And some people, I know a lot of people listening, they have back pain. So
right.
When you're able to do it and go and do something with it. It's a reward.
So this is about being able to overcome some painful problems in your life. This isn't about a midlife crisis. You're not.
No.
Because I think I'm the only person not having a midlife. I did buy a 1996 Ford Bronco, but that's not a midlife crisis. That's totally normal.
That's what people do with disposable income when they're having a midlife crisis. Is they go and buy a Ford Bronco. You know, that's
what was I thinking?
Yeah. It's all right, but it's not about a midlife crisis. It's just about doing something and just feeling blessed to be able to go and do. That's the thing. And yeah, you know, I'm a 45-year-old bachelor. People in my position, they do, by this time, they have had to do some things in their life. And it's cool. And that's how we...
So when you say do some things, they've usually given up, but not you.
No, not you. No. I would never judge somebody like that. No.
Your focus, the joy thing is it's super impressive. And still to this date, let's be clear that Matt Bear is the most popular person on WIBC. Hands down, no question. I come in possibly a distant fourth.
That is so not true. But thank you.
And you know who's second?
What?
Jeff Pigeon. It's a true story.
It's Jeff Pigeon.
That's right. Terry Stacey is third. I'm a distant fourth. And then Nigel is tied with Guy Relford at 17th.
I don't think that's it. I really don't. I still claim to be a media footnote. I think that's
very wrong. Take some pictures of yourself with a Bluebell. They need some good advertising. This man ate nothing but Bluebell Dr. Pepper float for 6 weeks. And look at him now. That's the ad. Go make that happen. That's Matt Bear. He's going to go back and do some traffic. Honestly, I love putting that dude on the spot so much. It is such absolutely... Are you licking the cup, Kylie?
It's really good.
That is the Dr. Pepper float from Bluebell. Even Matt Bear says, delicious.
Let's rock.